concluding that the economy is basically trudging towards a deflation. But however, what is missing is that, like he said in the concluding remarks, the challenges were quickly dismissed without really articulating a coherent framework how this is going to be done. So if you look, for example, at the macroeconomic projections of a 6.1% growth rate in 2014, it is not logically deriving from the analysis of the current situation analysis, where he had articulated that the economy is on the brink of deflation. But then all of a sudden, next year, all those problems disappear. And Eureka, basically the economy grows by 6%.
Mr. Jokonya, what's your reaction to the national budget announced today?
Thank you. I want to say simply, it's not a controversial budget. I think he has been able to try and balance the business as well as the labor. He has tried to, even the expectations of government itself. I think it does look into issues of politics as well. Yes, it does call on being a popular budget, as it were. Areas that I feel he has addressed in a manner that is helpful is the fact that there is going to be protection of the local industry. There I am quite happy. He also demonstrated the line of being transparent, that the income from diamonds will be made transparent throughout. And that, I think, is also a very good move. He, however, did not explain how he's going to deal with issues of corruption. That, I think, remains a big question mark in my area. In that you find, even if we're to get money into this nation, if we don't sort out the rule of law, the control of corruption, zero tolerance, as it were, on corruption, then we may just be pushed back again.
Mr. Kanyenze, what are some of the positives you'd say you saw during this announcement today?
The minister came up with some piecemeal measures for how you are going to address some of those issues in terms of capacity in the central bank, which I thought was very, very positive because it has been stated for such a long time that we need basically to bring back the lender of last resort role of the reserve bank. We need to bring back the inter-bank market so that banks in surplus can actually trade with those that are in deficit, and basically that can improve the liquidity situation in the economy. He talked about compensating those that lost their resources during the transition from hyperinflation to multi-currencies.
Looking at the issue of civil servants, we understand that this budget is moving to bring all civil servants to the PDL line. What's your reaction on that issue?
Well, I think civil servants would be very happy with that. But however, he was very quick to caution that, to add that it will be a staggered implementation. And as they say, the devil is in the details. The details were not really provided. But what I would want to assume is that the Apex Council will negotiate with government, which will be the preferred way forward on how to basically stagger it. Because we can also understand that the major concern right now is with the expenditure mix, where already, as we indicated, 70% of the budget is going towards the employment cost. So if you were to immediately sort of bring the civil service salaries in line with the poverty data line, that would imply that almost the whole budget will be going towards the employment cost, with very little now going towards growing the economy.
Bring in Mr. Jokonya here. Do you think that the government will be able to successfully implement this issue while also looking at other sectors that also need to be boosted?
In short, it's unsustainable, and I don't think they'll be able to do that. I consider that to be a political statement because they will have to show the source of that income. And I also, even in general, as a nation, we are highly uncompetitive in terms of exports, which means our salary bills as a nation is one of the highest in the region. So there is a need even to scale that down. And if we want to enter into the export market, we have to cut down on our input costs. And one of the major input costs in our nation is wages and salaries. So I think that's one area we'll be meeting the minister tomorrow first thing in the morning. And we'll be trying to confront that because I feel it's an area which we can can boost or whatever we try and do, but we are a small market as a nation.